My name's Toby Hertenstein, and I am actually a longtime coach for the St. Mary's Seahawks, but I'm here representing the Tri-County League. I'm the vice president on the league, which serves to oversee the diving portion of it. This whole situation came to our attention over a year ago. The board met to discuss the situation with the coaches, you know, that were going to come be in looking into coming in for the Salina Dolphins. There were parents reaching out to the board from Salina once it was discovered about Mr. Manjin's past, just some questioning things, and then we started hearing about, you know, like police reports and, you know, all kinds of different things being brought up. We as a board last year decided that no teams were going to schedule with the Salina Dolphins last year. It wasn't left to the fact that they didn't have a team. It was to the fact that none of us were willing to get involved with the current Salina Dolphin board. We were not willing to bring them over to our pool. We weren't going to bring our teams to their pool over here to Salina. Unfortunately, they did not have a program last year. Salina has some great swimmers, and a lot of those swimmers either went off to Coldwater and swam. Some of them came over and joined us at St. Mary's. In our bylaws, in the league bylaws, we have it set that if you want to join a different team, a surrounding city team, you just have to abide by their rules. St. Mary's, you have to be a member of our pool. You have to pay our fees. You have to work your shifts, all those kind of things. And I believe the other area pools are the same situation. There were several members of the current Salina Sharks that showed up to our fall meeting, and they were asking questions because they knew that the Salina Dolphins had fallen out of the league as far as in good terms with us, and it would have been brought to a vote to whether or not we would allow the Dolphins to be back in. They came to the fall meeting and they were asking questions: how do we get back into the league, what do we need to do to get reinstated, and those kind of things, and we just told them, get your stuff together. I don't know if we used those exact words, but we said, get your stuff together, figure out what your plan is. This is a kids program. We want to see you guys succeed. Members of the Salina Sharks showed up to our league meeting in March. They presented us with a plan, what they had going on. They asked us about being allowed to come back into the program, and we said, absolutely. You guys seem like you have a lot of things going for you. We would gladly, and all teams in the league scheduled with the Salina Sharks. We were asked if we would, because we are swimming Salina in July, right before our championship meet, if Salina had everything figured out by that point, if we would come over and swim at the Salina pool for their one home meet. We said, absolutely. And if it doesn't work out, we will host you at our pool. That we have that flexibility involved in that. I personally have never had any encounters with Jeremiah or any other the board members in a negative manner. I was approached as the vice president two summers ago because at one of the meets there was an altercation, a very verbal, verbally abusive altercation. I did not do what the parents asked me to do. They wanted me to ban the person who had verbally abused the judges at that meet. Instead, when I addressed the crowd at championships meet that year, I said, if there's any parents or coaches that approach the judges or referees during the meet, I will simply contact the cops and you will be removed from the pool premises. And we did not have any issues. In speaking on this, this is a summer rec program. We want Salina to have a team in our league. We want a program that's there benefiting the youth in your community, and I think that you have a lot of potential in your community, and I would encourage you to make sure that you keep a team in this in the program. We had parents come to our team last year in St. Mary's and talk about how wonderfully ran our program was, and that comes from strong supportive parents and consistent coaches. I'm not patting myself on the back. I've been with the program for over 30 years. I started swimming when I was 7 and I took over in 1995. I'm old. I'm getting there. I'm ready to get out. But one of the things I don't want to do is hand it over to somebody or hand over the program and let it fail. That's why I stick around. My wife wants me to retire and I said no, not until somebody's ready to come in and take over. But I say that in saying that you need a program that has strong support. you need a program that has a bunch of parents that are willing to jump in and run the meets, because I know that I have 18 timers standing on the side of the pool. I have officials, four officials that have to run the meet. I have starter, I have parents working the ribbons, I have parents working the concessions. There's more to it than just a board. It's the parental support. We have that in St. Mary's, and we know that Salina over the past years has struggled to have that. But I think when you look at two teams, you gotta decide which team has the parental support and which team doesn't. I mean, honestly, you have to have that support. It's not just about having people willing to step in and be on the board. It's about who's going to run the program. As a coach, I don't run the program. I teach the kids how to swim. The board is doing all the work behind, you know, they're getting all the volunteers and the number of volunteers that that they need for that program. We as a league, will work with the Sharks. We will invite them to be part of our championships. We've invited them to schedule our meets. We have, we know that some of the people that are on the board for the Sharks are former members of the Dolphins. And when the Dolphins were a successful team, it was this group of parents that were making the program successful. They were the successful swimmers, and they had the support of their, you know, the parents that were backing them as well. So that support is definitely an important thing. As far as the rental and the agreement that you're meeting on tonight, maybe I'm spoiled. We pay nothing to the city of St. Mary's to use the pool. We don't pay for the lifeguards. We are required to have every member of the pool, every member of the swim team has to have a pool pass. The city pool is a service that they give to our community. The city pays for our lifeguards. They have a manager on deck or on duty, and we have two lifeguards on deck, and the swim team pays no rental, and I also get to close the pool five times for five evenings with no fees attached. I'm not saying that that's what you have to do, but I am saying that when I make the 165 people on my program have a pool pass, the city is making money off of the swim team. We do carry insurance as well. Our equipment is not looked upon as ours. Yes, we raise funds to buy those lane lines, but I have no purpose for those lane lines. I'm not taking them home and putting them in my pond. They're housed at the pool. The city lets us keep them at the pool. And when I walk away, if the swim team bans, the city has to deal with those lane lines, whether they get rid of them or they sell them or whatever. It is not mine. It is not mine or the swim team's to take with us. They serve no purpose except for the community of St. Mary's. So I say that in regards to I'm in full support of Salina having a program, and I just hope for the best.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hertenstein.